In a few weeks, something small and blue will celebrate its fifth birthday. Perhaps you've tried it yourself over the past 5 years. It's Viagra. Joining us now to talk about the impact of Viagra in her line of work and in the lives of average Americans is Dr. Domina Renshaw, a professor of psychiatry at Loyola University in Chicago, director of Loyola Sex Clinic, and she joins us on the phone from her office in Maywood, Illinois. Dr. Renshaw, welcome to the program.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, 5 years ago, what did you and your colleagues make of the arrival of Viagra?
It was hoopla compounded. This drug got more free publicity than any other drug in living history because most of the reporters and anchors were men over 50, mm-hmm. and they had been waiting for this youth drug. It's supposed to be the elixir that would keep a man potent for life, and so it was touted as a help for older men. And what we have seen in the last 5 years has been very interesting because it's younger and younger and younger men who are coming for the medication now because we're so overloaded and stressed and distracted and pressured that Viagra has seemed to be the great hope now. Having said that, one of the interesting things that happened when it came out in 1998 was people were asking me, would that close the sex clinic? Now the doctor, the family physician, could quickly give a script for Viagra, and there were more jokes in the media than any other person has ever written cartoons for Viagra. It even reached Sylvia for fixing up plants that have faded. Children, 8-year-old child of one of my patients, they did a little play in second grade, and they had crooks and cowboys, and the crook is shot. And someone runs to him on the stage and says, here's a Viagra, and he gets up and he lives and runs off the stage. So Viagra really has entered the language.
Mm-hmm. Now, there have been an awful lot of effects. I'm told that even, for example, the problems of poaching some rare animals have declined because they no longer need rhino horn for the market.
Is that ever good news? I didn't hear that. That's excellent.
Yes, but what are some of the more unusual in terms of
the commonest side effects that we have seen? It didn't close the clinic, by the way. At least four. Our clinic is a talking clinic. It's sex therapy with a married couple, and we work with both of them for 7 weeks. It's brief. We use meds if it's needed, and yes, we do prescribe it if someone hasn't heard of it and needs it, so yes, that's true. But the bad side effects is mainly a headache. I've had men say it's a one aspirin headache. You don't need to take two aspirins. Others have said it's for 5 minutes. It doesn't last that long. A bit of nausea, and the various times are important. It's not the quick fix. It doesn't happen in 1 minute. You swallow it and you have an erection. Usually it's within 1 hour. It is a very strange drug, Neil, mm-hmm. in the sense that it needs foreplay. It's like almost a civilized drug. If he doesn't do foreplay, if he walks the dog after he's taken a Viagra, he only gets a $10 walking of his dog. He doesn't get an erection. It needs mutual stimulation between a couple, and if they're not told that and they just read the paper or watch TV and the erection doesn't happen,
that's very disappointing.
Well, it may not be disappointing. It may be very humane that they need to interact.
Now that all of that hoopla that you talked about has faded over the 5 years, what's a realistic appraisal of the contributions of this drug?
Well, it works in about 70% of cases, so that leaves 30% of men who try it and it doesn't work. And, of course, all the men who are warriors will worry that the pessimists will say, I'm in the 30%. There have been dozens of drug companies fighting for that 30% market because it's been a $1.5 billion a year sale, so that's big money. And so far, no competitors have hit the market. There was supposed to be one in August last year that was due to be launched, But it is a derivative of the medication that we give children when they have swallowed poison that we want them to throw up. And one of the very bad side effects of that drug was being nauseous, and that's not too sexual.
That's not part of most people's
Absolutely
foreplay.
Absolutely
no.
Not erotic, and so they pulled it off the market. So we don't yet have a competitor, but there will be. What happened with Viagra, it's been very disappointing in women. They have tried it, random, tiny numbers of women, 19, a study of 21, and then you get about a third say yes and a third drop
off. Dr. Renshaw,
I'm
afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Talk of the Nation from NPR News.